Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 18 op na 31 grade, Johannesburg 18:30, Mbombela 18:29.
In the traffic this afternoon, there was a crash on the Mike 1 northbound in Sandton between Greyston and Marlborough Drives. It is backed up all the way past Killarney at the moment. That delay is currently sitting about 35 minutes.
Joe Mann with your sports headlines. A circumspect start for the Proteas at 56-1, chasing down 363 against New Zealand. And the Boxers set to play 15 tests in 2025, including matches against the Barbarians.
President Cyril Ramaphosa en lede van die kabinet gaan môre 'n oorsig besoek lewer aan die Gautengse regering en die metropolisie in Johannesburg waarskei dat dit geweldige verkeersontwrigtings gaan veroorsaak in die oggend deur tot so 3:00 in die middag. Die woordvoerder vir die polisie, Xolani Fihla, sê verskeie strate in Braamfontein gaan hierdeur geraak word.
While there'll be no road closures, JMPD officers will be deployed to monitor and regulate traffic flow.
Strate wat beeste gaan raak, sluit in Harrison en Jarrison, Rissik en De Korte, Civic Boulevard en Hoofdstraat, as ook Joubertstraat. Vir meer inligting oor hierdie ontwrigtinge, besoek checkrandfm.com en klik op nuus. Die onafhanklike polisieondersoekdirektoraat het intussen bevestig dat 6 polisiebeamptes in Boksburg in hegtenis geneem is, dit op aanklagte van die ondermyning van die gereg. Nou, die 5 mans en 'n vrou is deel van die Ekurhuleni Metropolisie se dwelmeenheid. Hulle het na beweringe 'n Kongolese burger beroof van kontant in sy huis, nadat hulle die wettigheid van sy teenwoordigheid in Suid-Afrika bepaal het.
After the verification process, they drove with him to his house in one of the estates in Boksburg, where they searched the house without a search warrant and confiscated an amount of money found in the premises.
Dit was op ons woordvoerder Lissy Soeping. Sy sê hulle sal binnenkort voor die Landdroshof in Boksburg verskyn. En so op die onderwerp van misdaad, in Noordwes is Rustenburgse polisiestasie die besigste een in die provinsie. Dit het aan die lig gekom tydens die bekendstelling van Noordwes se misdaadstatistiek vir die derde kwartaal van die huidige finansiële jaar. Brigadier Jeanette Nsabele is die hoof van misdaadregistrasies in Noordwes.
Nationally, Rustenburg appears on position 12 with regards to the 17 community reported crimes.
Sy sê egter daar word tog vordering gemaak by die stasie.
For that period indicated, the station managed a reduction of 10.7% generally on the crime.
Die DEANC intussen die partij het onlangs met rolspelers in Amerika gaan praat. Dis nou in die Kongres, die landse staatsdepartement en die Withuis. Dit nou tydens 'n werksbesoek aan die land en hulle doel was volgens die partij se woordvoerder Emma Powell om akkurate inligting te verskaf oor kwesties soos handelsbeleid en buitelandse sake. Dit nou te midde van voortsleepende spanning tussen die VSA en Suid-Afrika. Hier is die partij se benadering.
The DA has consistently called for a comprehensive reform of South Africa's foreign policy agenda and the consistent application of our policy of non-alignment in advancing our national interests.
Ek is Marlene Fischer, meer nuus in Engels om 5.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
My baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working, why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord.